From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. August 4th, 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Beijing said to be worried about Anthropic's Mythos model. The China Show, 8-4-SAO 2026. Bloomberg, The China Show is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingalls give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top. Ukraine deploys killer robots to narrow manpower gap with Russia. When a group of Russian assault troops approached Ukrainian defenses on a section of the front line in eastern Donetsk, they were met by an unexpected adversary, a battle robot armed with a flamethrower. Up next, third from Straits Times, Ukraine drones kill six, damage warehouses in Russia, authorities say. AUG 4, Ukraine's overnight attacks on Russia killed six people and injured nine, as they damage warehouses near the cities of Moscow and St. Petersburg, governor said, while Russian strikes killed and injured people in Ukraine. And then, fourth, from Civil Discourse with Joyce Vance, the $1.776 B slush fund isn't as dead as senators Cornyn and Tillis seem to be willing to believe. MS Now's Michael Schnell reported Monday morning that, overnight, a spokesperson for Senator John Cornyn confirms there's a deal, UDOJ, on anti-weaponization fund and IRS audit immunity. If all goes smoothly from here, Blanche should have enough support to advance from Judiciary Committee. Tuesday morning, the committee is scheduled to vote on Blanche's nomination, and it appears he'll get through. But nothing has really changed. Next. Fifth, from Bloomberg Top, China's AI blitz creates death zone for rival U.S. model makers. A flurry of model launches from China's AI sector is rapidly narrowing the gap with Silicon Valley and creating what's been described as a death zone for anyone without frontier-pushing technology or market-breaking pricing. Up next. Sixth, from Straits Times. Three crew injured as cargo ship hit by drone attack near Russia's Novorossiysk. Istanbul, AUG 4. Three crew members were seriously injured after a roll-on, share-roll-off cargo ship was hit in a drone attack near Russia's Black Sea port of Novorossiysk, Turkey's maritime authority said late on Monday. And then, seventh, from Channel News Asia, China Q's start of leaders' secretive Beidai summer retreat. While the retreat has historically provided an opportunity for serving and retired leaders to hold informal discussions and negotiate over policy and personnel, the scope for genuine bargaining has narrowed, says an analyst. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.